Visit Pensacola recently kicked off a 4-month strategic planning course on the future of local tourism. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports on Destination 2020.
More than 150 people attended the opening session, the first of a half dozen community-based meetings this month and in February in Pensacola, Perdido Key, and Pensacola Beach.
This is looking at planning of what do we want tourism to be 5 years from now? What do we need for it to be? What does it look like? So Friday's program really just kind of set the stage.
Steve Hayes is president and CEO of Visit Pensacola. Each session will provide an opportunity for the public to weigh in on the future of local tourism marketing. For now, says Hayes, the biggest challenge is making things better for visitors.
Whether it's signage, transportation, how they're made to feel welcome. There are so many different competitors, and it's beyond Northwest Florida. It's other parts of Florida. It's the Caribbean. It's other places. So we want to make sure not only do we live up to expectations, but we exceed it and that they come back.
Participants in last week's meeting came from all across the region. They represented many areas of tourist experience, such as hospitality, retail, real estate, historic and cultural groups, government, and neighborhood associations. Hayes says the idea is to use tourism as an economic development tool, which in turn gets the community involved.
One of the folks that made a presentation brought up the fact if you have a place that people visit, there are people then that will look at bringing their business there. And if there's a business there, then people want to live there. And if people live there, that means people want to go visit there. It's like this full circle.
Another area deals with visitors to the more common attractions such as beaches, hotels, and restaurants. Visit Pensacola's message is if you come for those, then stay for the other attractions, such as arts, sports, culture, and history, and downtown Pensacola.
We're a coastal beach community with a vibrant urban core. And how many other places in Northwest Florida can say that? How many other places in Florida can say that? We really kind of provide that whole package, and it's really tying it all together and letting the visitor know about it.
Another potentially lucrative tourism sector is the gay and lesbian community, now that same-sex marriage is legal in Florida. Hayes says they're looking toward the statewide tourism group Visit Florida for such opportunities.
They have a very strong initiative where they're talking about the state as a whole, and it gives us a great opportunity to showcase our message. We are a destination wedding location as it exists, and this could certainly be a market that would increase additional visitors or additional stays here. But I think we tie in with what Visit Florida is doing and their messaging.
According to the Williams Institute, an LGBT think tank at UCLA, gay weddings and related events and visitors could generate an extra $180 million per year in Florida. Another tactic, says Visit Pensacola's Steve Hayes, is to present the Western Panhandle as an ideal place to live. He quotes figures that show roughly one-third of the people who come here do so to visit friends and family.
If friends and family are saying, I'm not moving from here, this is such a great place, that says a lot. Everyone knows about the beaches, but it's these other things that they can tell folks about, which just helps build our sense of presence and what we have here for people to do.
Information on the upcoming sessions may be found at destination2020.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.